Welcome back, and in this lesson we're diving into a really useful D&B workflow, the Heatwave Amen Verination Sequence System, built in Ableton Live 12 with an automation-first mindset. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. Instead of taking one Amen break and just copying it across the whole track, we're going to treat it like a living performance surface. That means the break evolves every few bars, the energy curves change on purpose, and the whole drum part feels like it's breathing with the arrangement. And that's a huge deal in drum and bass. A great bass line matters, sure, but the drums tell just as much of the story. If your amen stays exactly the same for too long, the drop can feel flat by the second phrase. If you over-edit it, though, the groove falls apart. So our goal is that sweet spot. Consistent, punchy, DJ-friendly, but always moving just enough to stay exciting. We're going to build a compact system around one main amen, a couple of variation clips, a drum boss, and a handful of automation moves that shape the whole phrase. Think of it like this. First we design the motion, then we fill in the details to match that motion. That's the automation-first approach. Start by choosing a clean amen source. It can be a full loop or a sliced break, as long as it has a strong rhythmic character. If the low end is weak, that's okay. We're not trying to make the amen do the job of the sub. We're focusing on groove, tone, and variation. Warp it carefully so it stays in time, but don't overcorrect the feel. A little micro-timing humanism goes a long way in jungle and D&B. Then gain stage it so it peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before processing. That gives us room to shape it without smashing the life out of it. Now here's where the Heatwave idea starts to come alive. Create three versions of the same amen pattern. One full groove version with the core energy intact. One stripped version with a few ghost hits or busy hats removed. And one fill or tension version with a reverse snare, a short amen stab, or a hat burst near the end of the phrase. You can do this with separate audio clips on one track, or with simpler and a drum rack if you want more performance-style control. For speed, the clean audio approach is usually easiest. Duplicate the original clip, edit each one slightly differently, and name them clearly so you know what each version is for. The point is not just to loop, the point is to sequence a controlled evolution. Next, we need a solid processing chain that gives the break punch without flattening it. On the amen track, start with a Q8, gently high pass if needed, usually somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz, just to clean out unnecessary rumble. If there's a harsh ring or a nasty bite in the upper mids, you can make a small cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz, then add drum bus for a bit of drive and grit. Keep it subtle. We want a little weight and attitude, not a crushed drum sample that lost all its snap. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can really help the break cut through. Only a small amount of drive is usually enough. If needed, add a glue compressor at the end, but keep it light. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not heavy pumping. In fast D&B, overcompressing the amen makes it feel small and stiff. Light saturation and gentle glue help the break stay forward in the mix, while preserving the swing. Now comes the key move. Map your controls before you start arranging. This is the automation first part, and it's really the heart of the system. Group your break processing into an audio effect rack if you want, and map a few core parameters like filter cutoff, drum bus drive, saturator drive, reverb send, and utility width. You do not need 100 moving parts. In fact, fewer meaningful moves usually sound much better. A really effective approach is to think in phrases. For a 16-bar section, maybe bars 1 through 8 stay mostly stable. Then bars 9 through 12 open up the filter a bit and add a touch of drive. Bars 13 and 14 bring in more reverb send. Bar 15 narrows the width for tension. And bar 16 gives you a fill or a big transition moment before snapping back into the groove. That's the kind of energy curve that makes a track feel intentional. And here's a useful mindset shift. Curves are usually better for tone changes, like filter sweeps or drive rises. Steps are usually better for arrangement changes, like switching to a fill clip or collapsing the stereo width suddenly before a drop. That contrast keeps the movement musical and readable. Now let's talk about the groove itself, because this is where the amen stops being just a loop and starts becoming an instrument. Keep the core snare hits locked in. Let the ghost notes breathe a little behind the grid. Offset a few hats slightly so the break has life. And don't be afraid to remove one repeated hit every 4 or 8 bars. That tiny bit of space can make the next section hit much harder. If you use simpler in slice mode, you can get even more hands-on. Trigger specific hits from MIDI and make little decisions like dropping a ghost note, adding a double hit fill, or creating a tiny kick snare push. The goal is not constant density. In D&B, A great break often feels like one busy bar, one stripped bar, one setup bar, and one payoff bar. That contrast keeps the energy moving without cluttering the drum bus. This also connects to the bass line. The Amen variation system works best when the bass leaves its room. If the bass is hitting constantly, the drums can't breathe. Try a call and response feel where the bass phrase lands on one part of the bar, and the Amen answers with ghost notes or hat movement. During fill bars, shorten the bass notes or mute a bass stab so the drums can take focus. Even a tiny dip in bass volume right before a fill can make the drum transition feel much bigger. Now let's add transition effects, because this is what turns the sequence into an arrangement. Put a reverb return on snare throws or reversed hits. Use echo for short atmosphere tails if you want a bit of space. Auto filter can be great on noise or ambience for tension sweeps. Utility is excellent for narrowing the image before a drop. And if you want a darker, short room vibe, hybrid reverb can work really well on fill hits. The important thing is to keep these changes short and purposeful. We're not trying to wash the whole drum section in cinematic effects. We're creating accents. A reverb push on the last snare of a phrase. A band pass filter during a build. A quick delay throw on a ghost hit. A width collapse right before the drop. Those are the kind of moves that make the drums feel alive. Once your automation is doing something interesting, resample it. This is one of the most useful tricks in the whole workflow. Record the processed break output to a new audio track. Capture the best 4 or 8 bars, and slice that resampled audio into tiny fill clips. You can reverse a few of them, trim them, or turn them into stutters. A resampled break often sounds more unified than a bunch of separate edits, especially in darker or more aggressive DNB styles. This gives you extra material for the end of an 8-bar section, the end of a 16-bar phrase, or the pre-drop moment. A single reverse fill or filtered tail can add way more impact than piling on another drum sample. When you arrange the sequence, think like a track, not a loop. For example, you might have a stripped intro with atmosphere and a few Amen hits. Then the first drop brings in the full groove. Bars 9 through 16 open the filter and allow the bass to answer the drum pattern. Then a switch up strips away some ghost notes, adds a fill at the end, and the second drop comes back stronger, with more saturation and tighter interaction between drums and bass. Finally, you pull layers away in the outro so a DJ can mix out cleanly. At 174 BPM, that might become an 8-bar intro, a 16-bar main drop, another 8-bar variation, then a second 16-bar drop. That's a solid framework, and the heatwave sequence system helps keep each section feeling like it has a job. Always check the mix in mono too. This is crucial. Amen breaks have a lot going on in the mids and highs, and if they get too wide or too bright, they can fight the sub and blur the center. Keep the real sub mono. Use utility to check how the drums behave in mono. High pass the break gently if needed. If the snare top is getting harsh, tame the 6 to 9 kHz area a little. And if the break feels too wide, narrow the variation clips rather than crushing the width of the whole track. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making every bar equally busy, automating too many things at once, overcompressing the Amen, letting it fight the sub, using huge reverb on fast drum sections, or ignoring the phrase structure. The best variation usually lands at the end of a phrase, not randomly in the middle. That's what makes it feel musical instead of accidental. If you're going for a darker or heavier sound, there are a few extra tricks worth using. Saturation before reverb can make a fill feel heavier and denser. Low-pass automation on the break can create a looming, dark build. A little vinyl texture or noise layer can add grime if it's subtle and well-controlled. Resampling through a more aggressive chain can give you ready-made transition hits. And tiny pre-fill gaps, like muting the last 16th before a snare fill, can make the impact feel huge. Another really effective idea is call and response between the bass and the break. Let the bass stab, then let the Amen answer with a snare ghost or hat flourish. That back and forth is a huge part of what makes darker DNB feel alive. Here's a quick practice version if you want to test the workflow fast. Load one Amen loop and duplicate it into a full version and a stripped version. Add EQ8, drum bus, and utility. Automate the filter cutoff across 4 bars. Narrow the width in the last bar. Add one short reverb send on the final snare. Resample the result and cut a reverse fill from it. Then place that reverse fill back into the phrase and listen to how it resets the groove. Finish by checking mono and making one small correction to protect the low end. The main takeaway is this: build your Amen as a variation sequence, not a static loop. Use automation first to shape the energy across the phrase. Keep the break punchy with EQ, saturation, and light compression. Use filter, width, reverb send, and resampled fills to create motion. Protect the sub, keep the center solid, and let the drums and bass answer each other. If you do that, your break won't just loop, it'll perform. And that's where DNB starts feeling really alive.